What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
Like I say, Spike check one, Spike check two, Spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another, as I like to say, award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mic Show. Once again, we are located in our URC. That's our undisclosed remote centrals. That's where I'm here. We're glad that you're there and hope that you enjoy the show. Hope we put a smile on your face, or at least put a grin in your spin. This is the 7 o'clock hour. This is the Spike on the Mic Show, and you can listen to us on Radio St. Pete, or listen to us on Sunshine 97.7. And that's not it. I'm going to get in trouble one of these days for not knowing this thing.
Oh, no, not one of these days. Every day.
I'm going to get in trouble like that. Captain Bill, owner of this thing, of this network, listen, I will learn this thing. We will get it right before the next show. Promise you that. So stick with me. Don't give up on this.
Yeah, Captain Bill, the owner of the station. Yes, Captain Bill.
That's probably not even him either, right?
No.
Well, this is the number one.
Joe Bordeaux? That's who you meant, right?
That's it, Captain Joe. Joe, here you go. Thank you for allowing us to be on your network. But don't think it's not just me. It is a whole group of resistant fighters, and so let me introduce the crew. The guy who putting the sounds in your eardrums, we like to call him the one, PWS. PWS, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like the Colonel's extra crispy to a drumstick.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to talk about the McDonald's new grilled chicken sandwich.
Do they have that?
We'll talk about that in a few. And the reason we're here, ladies and gentlemen, we almost was not here, but the reason we're here is because this man is the voice of reason. Voice of reason, how you sticking? Oh, I'm going to unmute yourself.
Really, you know, that's really not a good joke anymore because we are on the radio. So, you know, doing that is just stupid.
Sticking real good, Spike.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right, that's great. And the man who don't even know what day it is, he must be out there having a big fun. He is one William Bill Smots. Bill Smots, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like Andrew Cuomo's lips to an attractive woman in his office.
that's what happens when XY chromosomes get with XX chromosomes.
Oh yeah, because we only see that on one or two sources. We don't see that. That's all pretty much hidden away.
Yeah, but you saw it, right?
Oh, I saw it. Yeah, I've seen it, and I've talked about it since last June, and you all call me that's right. Yeah, you're just an idiot. I've been talking about Cuomo for a long time.
Dude, we call you an idiot long before Cuomo.
Yeah, we called you an idiot because you don't worry about the guy that you're for doing all that kind of stuff.
I never defended him.
Perfect.
Don't even start with that.
Hey, so don't make me come over there.
Yeah, hey, anyway, Smots, so you got your computer stuff fixed?
It is fixed, yes. New monitor, new display.
Actually, wow. So Apple can do that? I'm sorry, I'll get with y'all in a minute. I got an Apple to do that?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I took it into the shop, Genius Bar, free. Unfortunately, it was 5 days later because of all the COVID times and because of the freezing ice in Dallas and Texas a couple weeks ago. But it did take about 5 to 6 days, but left it with them. They changed the monitor or changed the display.
All right.
Don't make me come over there.
That's some good news for the one next person you're going to hear. There's one Billy's. Billy, how are you sticking over there in Orlando's? Or where are you sticking?
I am sticking like a person that's in a central.
That's right. In a central, whatever that is.
I'm in a central. Yeah. Undisclosed
remote
central.
Remote central.
Hey, so Billy, if you were listening, Smots he has a Mac, and you have a Mac, and you have problems, right?
So I don't have display problems. I have battery problems. If I unplug my thing from the thing, then it turns off in like 2 seconds.
How old is it?
It's 2014.
Oh, it was. You're due for a new one anyway, so that's what they're going to tell you.
Right. Well, yeah, but it's way cheaper to just replace the battery, and this works great.
Well, that's true. No. If you just want to replace the battery, but there's a lot of upgrades and everything else in the new stuff, you can ask your father, who has pretty much all the
money. I know. Only problem is I don't have like $1,500 to get the new laptop that I would want.
Oh, I'll give it to you.
Hey.
Really?
No.
Don't tell mom.
Hold on a second. Let's go ahead and bring in the last person on this cast. She knows about new stuff because she just broke her own personal record lifting cards and carrying on. This is the one. Tiffany, how you doing? How you sticking, girl?
I'm sticking like you are to your AOL email address.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Yes.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Oh, I love that.
Voice of Reason.
Yeah.
What internet service do you have?
What internet service do I have?
Your email address.
Email address.
Oh, email address. It's AOL.
Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. Open Gangnam Style.
So,
of course it is.
So Spike, that literally proves the point that we were trying to make before the show.
He also has a flip phone.
But right. Now.
Yeah. He also has a flip phone. He has an email address and a flip phone.
I'm going to correct the voice for him because it is not AOL. It's Verizon.
Yeah, but it goes through AOL. When the Verizon switched to Frontier, they sold me to Frontier.
Preach.
Then they switched me from Microsoft to AOL.
Hold on a second.
Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style.
And the rest of y'all may not know this. I hate that song.
I know. That's the only reason I have it.
The passion. But hold on a second. Y'all have just been lawyered. And let me explain why before we do the rest of the housekeeping. What's it, Billy?
Mm-hmm.
You keeping your old computer, right? It works. Insert. We had some Matt Locke music. We go dun 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 dun.
It's an Apple.
Okay, yeah. It's still old.
And here's the thing: AOL is way older than 2014.
Yeah, I had AOL in the 90s.
It's just a mail service. Yeah. It's not like my search is through AOL or anything else.
AOL used to come on a disc in the mail.
Right.
Yes.
I know that.
Hey, boys, did someone steal your microphone? You used to have some microphone on a ruler.
It's here. I used the ruler to measure something.
Oh.
No. Why would you do that?
Use a ruler for what it's designed for.
And now he has to put it up there so we can hear him better.
Oh, yes.
It sounds distant.
Yeah.
Could get voice a headset.
No wonder we couldn't hear him. His ruler was in the other room.
It is much better.
Okay.
Yeah.
So so I'm not so dumb to use a stick to hold the microphone, am I?
I don't know.
No.
Well.
So.
I wouldn't go that far.
My head hurts. Oh my dang. He used a ruler to measure something.
Oh, man.
Pointing out that Steve, that the voice has an AOL email address, which apparently he actually doesn't because it's with Verizon.
Right. No, but it's through AOL.
Why is it through AOL? How do you know it's through AOL?
Because it says AOL when I look at it.
What?
So...
Listen, leave us alone.
Pointing that out just makes our case against you about your AOL account, Spike, that's a score 10 for us.
Yes.
Well, listen, if anybody is listening out there, they probably don't clicked off because they
this is not that exciting.
Yeah, they think we're playing on
I'm liking a lot. I mean, just looking at Steve's face, I know some of the radio listeners can't see Steve's face, but he looks pretty perturbed.
I'm not perturbed.
Well, if you look up,
I know it's AOL because when I click on the icon, that little icon says AOL that takes me to the email. That's how I know. Okay. And that might be the only way I know.
Okay. Well, listen, if you want to call and straighten up the young guys or the old guys, you can give us a call at 813-699-3900.
And tell us about your AOL account.
3900 and tell us about your AOL. Because there are tons of us out there. We're out there.
Do you still use a floppy disk to log on?
It don't fit in my computer no more.
So, there's not a floppy hole.
Yeah. I had programs written on floppies too.
Me too.
My head hurts. All right, let's go ahead and finish this housekeeping business right here. So, PW, you know what we do?
I don't know.
We like to talk about three things:
the past, the present, and the future.
Oh, and also speaking
of... only one dancing.
Oh, I was busy.
I'm speaking sorry, of, I'm still laughing about something that apparently no one else heard but me.
What was
the
that?
Floppy hole?
That there's a floppy... there's not a floppy hole anymore.
Yeah.
There's not holes for anything much more. You know, there's just...
Oh, God, my head is hurting. And out there listening in the internet and the radio world is the old man, the gas man. He is listening out there. He's out on assignment, and he just said,
fight. Yes.
There's no fighting. We're just discussing things that are practically and true. So let's do this. Go ahead and talk to our sponsors.
Sponsors? I would have to press a button.
Yeah, they might.
The Spike on the Mic Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you entertaining talk and cool blues 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com and its sister station, Sunshine 96.7 FM, bringing you the best in local music and entertainment.
Correct since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
I'm sorry, but he did not finish in the pickles.
He didn't do any good. He didn't finish in the pickles. All right. So as that was going on here, we've done everything. I'm gonna take a random or unscheduled poll from the resistance fighters out here.
All right.
And we've always had this issue here. Our introduction takes like a long time and forever, doesn't it? Would you guys think that?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Do you think we need to shorten it down? Let's give me a yay or a nay. Start out with you, PW.
I would say, you know, if you you or I would say, you know, just, and here's our crew, PW Fenton, Billy W. Fenton, you know, Tiffany W. Bocha and Steve W. Erickson.
Yeah. Okay. Are we all W?
Yeah. Second.
Well, apparently all of the Fentons are W just by default because P.W. Fenton.
Okay. Right, so,
but if you just introduced people by their names and then just we went on with it, you know, who cares how we're sticking, you know? Really draws things out.
Tiffany, yes or no? Do our introduction need to be shortened?
I mean, I don't think there's any consistency every single day. So it could be shortened one day, but it's not going to stay that way the next day.
Okay. Smarts, do you think the introduction should be shortened?
Yeah, can we just shorten the show from 7 to 7:01?
Then we could get on with it, you know.
That's to be a yes. Billy's, what do you think the show should be? The intro.
No.
All right, that's a no.
Oh, you like the intro to be just.
I do. It's funny. We're always half of the show. Funny. It's part of the show. It's always funny. Why would we want to cut that off?
There you go. And voice of reason, hit your mute button and you stick.
Yeah, I think the we could do it, speed it up a little bit more. Everybody should be restricted to just one paragraph. Is there
interesting? This is coming from you.
One paragraph.
One paragraph, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so...
And I know Steve can create the world's longest paragraph.
That improv poll was brought to you by I don't know, and I still know what the answer is. I asked them a yes or no, and only Billy gave a yes or no answer. So,
look, let's try it next week.
What? Right, we'll try next week?
Just saying we're ready to do the show. No further introduction is necessary.
That means you have to come up with more content, Spike.
Serious.
That's scary. Yes. I don't think we should.
That means you need more stories to tell.
So we need more introduction?
Yes. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying we need more, but I don't think we need less.
Well, hold on a second. Do you understand that this is an award-deserving show?
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. This one in particular.
And the thing is, we're not deserving awards because of our content. Wait a minute. Yeah, that came out wrong.
Oh, man. You made ginger beer come out of Billy's nose.
Almost.
No, we're, I don't know, it's because of our delivery and what we do and the things that the
right,
show
and our introduction is all part of that.
That's part of the award deserving. And who wants to, lose that? So speaking of that, let's go ahead and do what the next thing is, that cow chip news of the week.
Oh, man.
Which is another 20 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
Only because my dad can't find the button.
Hey, I just thought of something. This is all the show. It's not necessarily just the introduction. This is the entire show. This is what we do.
Yeah,
right?
The show is too long.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, so Smart was right.
Was way too, yeah. I was right.
Yeah. Yes, if we could do this in 30 seconds, people would be hankering for more.
Right. Yeah. Here comes the cow chip news that you can use. Did you guys know, because this is a chip, that it is illegal to die in a Scandinavian town? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, believe
it's
it or not.
It's illegal to die in a Scandinavian
suicide or
town.
To die in one Scandinavian town. Off the coast of Midway, Norway, about halfway between North Pole lies this 2,000-person Norway little city by the name of Longyearbyen.
Yeah, I'm familiar with Longyearbyen.
Longyearbyen. It is so far north that it's completely dark 4 months of the year.
I know. And when somebody walks up to you, they say, how long you been
here?
How long you been dead?
Well, it's so cold up there that the scientist has found they exhumed a body for some reason that had the flu from 1918, that it died from 1918.
What?
Because it's so cold up there that the flu virus thing was still alive.
Oh, my God.
So they passed the law that you can no longer die in Longyearbyen.
Longyearbyen.
Longyearbyen. Yeah. So it is illegal to die or be buried there. So instead, people have to go to the nearby city to die or be buried.
Will they just burn them?
No, you can't die.
Put them in a pile?
No, as long as you're there, you you can't die.
So
what are they going
to
do?
So I'm moving.
You to court? Yeah, you're dead?
I'm moving to Longyearbyen.
The family gets taken to court.
You're charged and you're being sent to the death penalty. Oh, you're dead already. Good night.
Yeah, really. So that's a fast action court then right there. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is your chip.
Oh, my garage.
Somebody.
I have to press a button or something, I think.
We're getting a phone call.
Yes.
I don't know how to do
that. Hello?
Hello?
All right, I figured out how to do it.
Caller, welcome to Spike on the Mic Show. How you sticking? And all that.
And they died.
Now, come on. Area code 207. Talk back to us.
207.
Caller, we can't hear you. But
it's illegal to not speak on our show.
There he is.
Yes.
But it's okay. But as long as you can hear us, so thank you for participating and thank you for
if
playing.
You're in long, if you're calling from Longyearbyen, you better not die on us.
Yeah.
Area code 207 is Maine, by the way.
Huh.
Ooh, okay. Well, that's go probably figure. Boston.
They're still on the line.
How do you know that?
Because I just looked it up.
Oh, okay.
She searches everything.
Yes, that's my job.
You didn't just pull that out of your head.
No.
No, head is not involved.
Yeah, really. All right, so,
and where that was pulled out of. Yeah.
We are half 20 minutes into the show, and we still haven't gotten to
all right, apparently I have to hang up now.
There's no problem with that. That's a good show.
All right, so.
There's so much to talk about that we haven't even gotten there.
Oh, here we go. Answer it immediately.
I'm trying.
Caller, are you there? Welcome to Spike on the Mic Show. How you sticking?
I'm stuck like a long-ass intro.
All right, so let's take an impromptu poll. This is a dumb question. Do you think our intro is too long? Your answer's too long.
Most of the segment ones are too long. Yes, yes.
So
but I like them. They're funny.
Go ahead.
Yeah, see?
Go ahead. What you say? So you're telling me is that you
we just shouldn't
long,
take
but
calls.
Funny.
Yeah.
You're chomping for our content, huh?
Yes.
Wow.
Wow. Oh, are we on one of those long satellite delays?
Yeah, you going AOL? All right, well,
I can hear you fine. You seem to be coming through okay.
Huh,
yeah, but your responses are very, very delayed.
Yeah, they're like 10, 11 minutes later.
Are you cursing?
That's a long time.
Oh, here we go.
Serious. All right, well, thank you for that little impromptu survey on there. We'll try to tighten up our intros, or maybe that's just how the show goes. We got
how
so
you
much
doing, Boston, Sean?
I'm doing fantastic. It's a little chilly up here.
Yeah.
Or move to 30, Texas.
30 degrees out, but, you know, hey.
Yeah.
I actually had a question over with that town in Norway.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sets.
Is punishment death?
I know. Yeah. It's a really difficult
what
law
are they gonna do?
To enforce. Yeah.
That's what I said.
It's a stiff fine.
That's a real knee slapper.
Well, listen, it's a small Scandinavian town. So yeah. I'll check the budget on the ROTC. Well, not ROTC. What's this? SOTM count?
What's
account?
The name of the town? How you been? Something like that? Yeah.
Longyearbyen.
How long are you?
Yeah. Longyearbyen. Yeah.
How long you been? Yeah.
Serious. But don't this could be a topic. Hold on a second. You guys don't think this could be a problem here that they found a flu living virus in a body that
terrible.
Died in 1918?
Yeah, we would not want that. Huh.
Yeah, we don't want that.
That killed a lot of people.
So it's
a lot of tall people there, I bet.
Sure, okay. Yeah. Well, no not so much people. In the Arctic.
Not in Longyearbyen.
Not at all. I would say not at all.
Yeah.
No. Okay. All right. Well, then, thank you. We'll put you down as a you love the show vote, okay?
Obviously, yes. All right, guys. Have a good one. Have a great show.
Hey, boss. Ooh, thanks for playing, my friend. All right. So, do we need to do Big A Word of the Day?
I think we do, don't we?
I think we always do.
Big A Word of the Day. Let's do it.
Absolutely.
Wait. Don't I have to?
We gotta talk, PW.
Daddy, what's going on? You can't find all the buttons.
No. I have a problem now. With my window.
All right, well, tell you what, I'll just play.
Here we go.
It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day. Oh, 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 oh. It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day. Oh, 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 oh.
Okay, that intro is too long.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll talk about that too. All right, so here's the big A word of
all right,
the day.
Then I'll just never do it again.
No, that's not what I said.
No,
I'm like
never doing it again.
It's just too long.
Yes, Gas Man said, fight, 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 fight.
I'm never doing it again.
big A word of the day.
Okay.
And at nine.
Hello.
And it's the word of the day. It's the word of the day. Oh, oh,
thank you.
Oh, oh, it's the word of the day.
You get
it's the word
nothing.
Of the day.
You lose. Oh, good day, oh, sir.
Oh, they call me Mr. Tibbs.
You pressed a couple too many buttons, Dad.
What do you mean?
Oh, here's a damn big word of the day.
Oh, yes.
Listen carefully.
Anodyne.
Anodyne.
Anodyne. Anodyne.
Stop it. All right, so do we need to go around the room? Smosh, you know what anodyne means?
Yes.
You do?
Tiffany?
No.
Is it spelled A-N-A-D-I-N?
No. No, it's A-N-O-D-Y-N-E.
Wait, let me find it. I don't know where it is anymore.
A-N-O-D-Y-N-E.
It sounds like he knows it.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, I was going to, but it...
No, I don't.
All right. And Voice of Reason?
Yeah, there's a song. I know a song, Sweet Anodyne.
Yes.
The Barbershop Shop song.
Yeah. My anodyne.
My anodyne. Yeah.
Oh, I thought
sweet
it was
anodyne.
Sweet anodyne. Bum, bum, bum. Good times never swing so good.
So good.
So good.
So good.
I'll use it in a sentence. The Spike on the Mic Show is never anodyne.
Oh,
nice.
It's a nickel. Get out there.
So
I don't know what it is.
So it means good.
I don't know what it means.
Wait a minute, DW. I got it.
There was an alternate definition. You are absolutely correct.
That's good.
Hey, you might be right on that. All right. So anyway, I'll tell y'all what anodyne is in probably 10 minutes because the show's still be doing the intro.
That's right.
Oh my gosh. All right, so let's just get to topic changing music.
Okay.
Oh Lord.
You'll never believe it. We're actually gonna start our first topic.
All right, I like to call this topic here. Wait a minute. I got confused just then.
I got confused just then.
Oh. Three no, hold it here. Okay, topic changing music. This is like this topic I like to call. I'm off today, guys. I like to call this topic here: three strikes, you refund me.
Three strikes, you refund me.
Right. All right. So in this day and age, you know, dating can be tumultuous.
Tumultuous, yes. Dating can be tumultuous.
People to date you?
Yes, exactly.
Did you say tumultuous?
No, tumultuous.
It could be
tumultuous.
It could be terrible and
terrible. That's correct.
Terrible.
So let me ask you guys, let's take a poll from the resistance fighters. If you're dating someone, who should pay for the first date? And let's go around the room and ask that. PW, who should pay for the first date?
I should.
All right, Tiffany?
Whoever wants to.
I know, but.
Does it matter?
Oh, yeah, wait. Whoever has a discount card.
But who doesn't?
I don't care. As long as somebody doesn't say, do you want to split the check?
Ooh, that's a no-no.
It's one or the other. Whoever doesn't pay the first time needs to pay for the second one, is a second one.
All right. Yeah. So, Pete, Voice of Reason?
A price should be set before she jumps into the car.
Billy?
Not that kind of date.
Yeah, I said see police officer first.
I need a minute to recover.
Yes.
Steve,
if you're not a cop, you'll show me your.
Everybody pays for themselves unless someone decides to pick up the check.
Oh, all right. And Smots, on the very first date, who do you think should pay for?
Whoever asks the other one to go out.
That's kind of the way it is, really.
All right, so. On the third date, who should pay? I skipped the second one because it's all relative after the first one, right? On the third date, should the, and I'm being sexist here, should the guy pay?
On the third date?
Yeah.
I don't feel like there's a rule for that. I don't, okay, so I haven't been dating in a year, but I was dating a year ago, and I never went out with somebody expecting for them to pay for whatever. But if they picked up the check, that was awfully nice. But I never went out with that expectation.
Right.
I always just paid for myself.
It's who should be expected to pick up the check, I guess, what he's asking.
Yeah, but I don't ever expect. Well,
I don't know how.
Because I came to realize that most of the people that I was meeting and going out on dates were all.
Say it nicely.
I'm trying to think of a nice way to say it. They were all subpar.
Subpar.
So I never.
Right.
If they actually picked up the check, I was maybe a little impressed.
All right, and then Tiffany, you gonna give me the whoever wants to on the third date again?
It's whoever turn it is. Like, I don't know. My world, just in general, I've always just taken turns. Other thing that I've heard of, and I agree with too, like what Schmott says, you know, whoever invited the person out.
The Fenton family has a thing where if we're out eating, there's sort of a competition to yell, "I call it."
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you pay the check.
Because the rule is whoever calls it first. Yeah. That's it. There's no questions. There's no fight. Right. There's no, let me get it. Let me pick it up. There's no fighting. It's just as soon as it's called, it's done.
So what happens at the end of the night when nobody calls it?
Well, I guess.
Everybody run?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah.
Does everybody get wide-eyed and start looking at one?
No. Like, oh, no, one by one, they ask the waitress, where's the restroom? You know.
No. Then daddy pays.
Right. Oh, okay. So Smuts.
True.
Yes. If you ask three times in a row, you should pay.
Well, I think. By that point, after the first date, it's whoever offered. There's going to be varying degrees of where that relationship is at three dates. I mean, is the third date going to be 2 months from now? Is it going to be three nights from now? I think then everything's fluent. I mean, I don't know if you can look at a third date into a hard rule.
Oh, okay. Well, Alex Colbert of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, was stunned when her date asked her for her Venmo account. Now, why he asked for a Venmo account is because he says the reason I'm asking is because since you and I won't be seeing each other anymore, it's only fair to ask for equal payments from our first three dates.
Oh,
you know what I would? I would look if someone were to ask me that. I would go, "Yeah, my Venmo account is FUSTAR KYOU."
Yeah,
holy, because he says, I believe we went out three separate times at restaurants and bars, and I paid for us all three times.
Okay,
I think $35. Reimbursement is fair, since you seem like a very
reimbursement
fair girl.
And I would say that since we're not going out, my time having to put up with your crap is worth more than $35, so send me another 50 bits.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. Oh my God. I hate this guy already. Yeah. I hate him. Whatever he said, whatever his thing is, he's wrong. No.
Right now, I refuse to go out with him.
but wait on a second. But let's think about
this. Royce, would you let him in your car?
I'm looking up Venmo. What? What are you laughing about?
It's
Venmo
right.
Wait a minute. Like, you all know what Venmo is.
It's right there in the dictionary next to AOL.
Venmo is an app that allows you to pay somebody.
That was a joke.
I think
that was a joke.
I saw that. No, I saw that. I looked it up, and they said that it's like makes payments easier.
Oh, did you see in the print, in small print? Does not work on flip phones. Does not work on flip phones. Yeah. But hold on a second. Let's get back to this guy here. He going out with this girl, dating. They dated three times.
I think you offended Steve. Look at him.
No, I'm not offended. I just don't understand why you think that's funny that I don't know what Venmo. When would I ever use Venmo?
Lord, I wish you had it.
Yeah.
God, I wish you had it.
All right, go on. Go on. Anyway, it was an insult.
Okay, so, oh, you going to storm off?
Yeah. No.
Okay, woo. Okay, listen, he's coming back. Guy, does this guy have a leg to stand on? Because every one of y'all said it's taking, Tiffany said taking turns. Smart says, Smart says whoever asked. And yeah. Billy, what did you say?
Everybody pays for themselves unless somebody decides to pick up the check.
Yeah.
Right. So everybody pays for themselves. Well, he decided that
retro stuff though. You're talking about, we need to go retro on this thing.
Yeah,
you know, once the first 2 dates are in the past, if he wants to be a jerk and insist that she pay, or if we're talking to she, maybe it's a he, I don't know, whatever his date's name was.
Yeah.
Then they just say, you need to pick this one up. We're not going to see it. Then he's just a jerk, but he's not asking for anything in the past.
Schmatz, that was very liberal of you to consider that he might have a boyfriend.
Whatever. It might
that's
be.
Really good. That's I am very impressed. But I may change. I may change.
No matter what anybody's answer was to your questions before, retroactively asking for your money back is a completely different thing and not okay. Sorry. No.
But it is the exact same thing as if they were going on 3 more dates and he asked her to pay the next 3.
No.
Okay, that's different. No, because then they're having a discussion before the thing happens. That's what I said.
Still, why would you ask anybody to pay for the next 3?
You go out. Okay, so you, we're all at Hooters and you decide at the end of the night, you know what? I'm picking up everybody's tabs. Everybody's wings are on me, right? And then you get mad at my dad, right? For something.
Again.
And then you're like, okay, so since you're such a jerk, then you should pay me this because I don't want to buy your dinner. No, you already bought him dinner. There's no asking for the money back.
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
That's why?
That's what I said. You decide before the date how much it's going to be and who's paying.
Right, okay. Before, not after. Before. After, before you can't date. Ask for your money back after the date's over.
But in
it's
all
like you
fairness,
can't ask for the money back for the wings when you get mad at my dad a month later.
Well, actually, though, the only time I've ever wanted my money back is after the date.
Yeah, but did you actually ask for it?
No.
Did you?
No.
Did you let, like the voice, did you have to let her out of the same place you picked her up at?
Right off well, that, that's implied.
All right. On the road. After establishing the price.
Sheesh. All right, I kind of thought you guys were going to be unanimous on that, even though I kind of say, well, if I was asked to pay my money back, I'd give it to him and say that's why we're not dating anymore. So I'd give you a little lousy $35 and then keep it moving.
No.
No.
That's why
no.
I'm not dating you anymore,
no,
because you're
just
such
keep
a jerk
it moving.
You would actually ask for your money back after a date. No. If you didn't like me the first time, then you shouldn't have taken me out a second time and a third time. Well, and now you don't like me, so you want your money back for those first 3 times? No.
Yeah, I want my money back because I don't like you now. You can keep it. Just like this. How about this? My high school Letterman jacket. I let you walk around and wear it. What you looking perplexed for, Tiffany? I let you walk around and wear it, and then we break up. I want my jacket back. Or my engagement ring.
That's different. Thing. That's property. That belongs to you.
Tiffany, what are you saying?
You didn't gift it to me.
That's not the same thing. You gifted me food. Do you want me to throw it back up?
I have to agree with
you. That would be
a
good idea. Yeah.
I mean, you already paid for 2 dates, and you paid for the third one, now
and you're still not getting
you don't
any.
Like her anymore. And you want your money back? No.
Yeah, but obviously, her buddy ain't going to never pay for the doggone dinners. I done did 3 of them.
See, why would you want to? Why would you open up that can of words? I mean, now you're just looking like an idiot as opposed to like going, oh, wow, for $35, I never have to see this person again. I'll just walk away.
Exactly.
Why would you have to be going through and putting yourself onto all
I'm
these?
I'm not paying for that. I'm getting that for free. I don't have to see you ever again for free. I ain't giving you money for that.
Can't put a price on freedom.
Yeah. wait, this don't even go there. That doesn't fit there.
No, that's perfectly correct.
Yeah, that sort of makes sense. I'll pay for everything. I'll reimburse you for it all. Just don't ever pick me up in your car again.
Haven't you ever heard that Meatloaf song, Praying for the End of Time?
I will give you your money back, sir. Just don't ever.
Praying for the end of time.
Don't get in my car ever again.
No, don't ever try and ask me into your car ever again.
Yeah.
So I can end my time with you. Exactly.
Yes.
Hold on a second.
I think Voice's license plate should just say no refunds.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Yes.
No refunds.
Hey, well, all right.
This question was posed to all the guys out there and girls that have been basically stood up, or they're not going to go on any more dates with the person, and they were wondering, can they do this? Wasn't a Dear Spike on the Mic. It was an article that this guy had written, and he was saying, does he seem like a jerk? And obviously, yeah. From Smots to Billy, I don't know about the Voice and PW and Tiffany, I don't think she gives a flying.
No, is that another computer on Voice's table behind?
Is that another monitor back there?
No, I think that's a TV set.
So, I mean, think about it. What he's asking his money back for is because he didn't get some.
No income?
Yes, exactly.
He didn't get some. So right. He wants to not have to have paid for those.
Yeah.
Oh, he's cheap.
Yeah, really. All right. Well, we'll go with that.
As I said, I've often wanted my money back, but I didn't ask for it.
All right, well, let's do this right quick. Topic, changing music.
All right, here comes another topic for all you people who don't want to pay for stuff.
All right, I'd like to call this topic here a new method of sobriety.
A new method of sobriety.
Right. So,
by the way, on the grounds of those Meatloaf thing, I'm actually praying for 8 o'clock.
So
I'm sorry, I can't laugh at that because I have no idea what you're talking about. I didn't know the Meatloaf said, hurry up, 8 o'clock.
Basically, he's praying for the end of time so he can end his time with you. So I'm just praying for 8 o'clock.
So he can end his time.
All right. I'll have the YouTube Meatloaf and the time clock. Well, I like this is the police response. This is to the story, New Method of Sobriety. The police department responded to a 911 call to the home of two sisters, Joanne and Joanne's sister. I forgot anybody's name.
Joanne. Joanne's sister. That's a perfect combination. For once, you got the names right.
Yeah. The police officer was told by the sister that they were out. They had been drinking at the crib. And Joanne got tired and wanted to go to sleep. But the sister wanted to stay up drinking. So for some reason, records show that they went into a fight attack. They got into a fight and they attacked each other. And Joanne stabbed her sister with an EpiPen. EpiPen, yeah. What's those for?
They're for when you have a terrible allergic reaction. It's to save your life. Yeah.
To prevent anaphylaxis, to prevent you from dying from a severe allergic reaction. Those are like $400 a shot.
Yeah, that's a devoted sister.
So what happened?
Well, what happened is then when they tried to arrest Joanne for stabbing her, she says, no, you can't, you shouldn't arrest me because my sister is allergic to being drunk. So
there you go.
That's so great. So I love this.
Told me that an EpiPen is for allergic reactions,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So And of course, the sister, I think she didn't want to press charges because first responder arrived on the scene and said the victim didn't actually have any epi medicine in the EpiPen. So it was just a stupid story that I left with y'all.
No. What? Wait, what is she allergic to?
Being drunk.
No. Can I correct you?
No.
Because it's funnier.
Right? Try.
Okay, so she's allergic to drunks.
To drunks?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
That's a little bit of a different thing.
Yeah.
She's not allergic to drinking. She's allergic to drunks, and therefore she's allergic to medicine.
So she's essentially...
Either way, that medically is not a thing.
Yeah. She's allergic to me, Spike, and Steve.
Yeah, serious. So... Anyway, like I said, that story, I didn't think we'll get too much legs out of it, but I laughed when I saw it, and I even told it wrong according to research department over there.
Can I read you a quote that she said?
Sure.
I'm allergic to drunks, so I injected her with the EpiPen so she wouldn't be drunk anymore. What's the big deal?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's all, yeah.
That's
literally what she said to the cops.
Damn.
And according to you guys in WebMD, EpiPens are for people with allergic reactions, right?
Yeah, but I think you have to inject yourself because you're having a reaction.
Well,
so
you're supposed to be injecting the person that's having the allergic reaction.
Exactly.
Yeah, like a medically allergic reaction.
So if she's allergic to
the bee sting, to, I don't know, food.
Yeah.
Or anything that's real, not to drunk people.
It's true. But still, if you were...
Like, I'm allergic to Zoom calls. Stab me with the happy
head. I can stab you.
Then you have to stab yourself, though. You know,
what's the question?
Yeah, the equivalent is me to say I'm allergic to Zoom calls, and then I stab Spike a bunch of times with an EpiPen. Yeah. That's the equivalent of what happened here.
Spots, this is about the time you usually kick in. I'm going to stab myself with EpiPen.
He's stabbing himself right now.
Yeah.
Spike should...
Not with an EpiPen. Whether,
is right, the question, ahead. You asked the question.
Is the question, should she have stabbed her with the EpiPen?
No.
I mean, that could be the question if you wanted to do it. But yeah.
Do you want to answer that one?
Yeah.
No, she should not have stabbed her with the EpiPen.
I agree.
Asked and answered. Good job there. All right. Wait a minute. Here comes Spike being dumb again. She might have thought she was saving her life.
Yeah.
You can't argue. You know, you can't fight. I'm not going to say stupidity. But she might have thought that, you know, my sister is allergic to being drunk. So, wait a minute.
No.
She was allergic.
I'm changing my answer. In that case, she should have stabbed her with the EpiPen.
Yeah, but that wasn't the case.
That wasn't the case. She didn't. She wasn't allergic to being drunk.
Okay, then I'm going to change my answer again. I'm going to change it back to no, she should not have stabbed her with the EpiPen.
Right. Hey, so is that a unanimous decision?
Oh.
I'm trying this. This is not going to be
good. Oh, yeah. This is totally unanimous.
It is?
Yeah.
I think it is.
Okay. All right. Well, let's just try to end this damn thing with one more topic changing music.
Yes.
I know you're ready. Here's the topic that'll end them all.
Tonight's show is all about just being crooks and being people who don't have any good sense.
Yeah.
So I like to call this topic here hot mic, hot models, but really this is a public service announcement.
Hot mic, hot models, but really this is a public service announcement. I remembered all that.
Yeah,
and I'm 73.
Really? So in Long Beach, that's in California, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. There was a guy by the name of Ricky Tyler Parnell. He was doing some things that I did when I was in college. If you guys remember about the Ebony magazine used to come out, the Ebony magazine. And he walked around on the beach and told people that he worked for a record company. And in a modeling agency. He was a recruiter for a modeling and record company. And so he was offering Instagram models up to $175 an hour to work for him. Sounds like a good gig, right? So he would meet the girls at the Seal Beach Pier, and he would talk to them nice, take a couple pictures of them to convince them. And homeboy would even do this. He would give them $1,000 checks and say that he's paying them in advance for other modeling gigs. Here comes the catch. The catch is, he said, because of cost incidentals, he gave those the girls the checks and told them to go. They should go ahead and deposit it into the ATM machines. And I guess he was by ATM machine right here to see that it's real.
Right, and yeah.
And then to withdraw $200 out just to pay for, you know, these photos and for the modeling gigs that's going to come. So he kind of scammed a couple girls into doing that.
They're $800 ahead.
How many dollars?
800.
Yeah, but Steve, the punchline is that the checks bounced. So they deposited a $1,000 check, took out $200 of their own money, gave it to this dude to pay for like headshots or whatever, and then the check bounced. The $1,000 check bounced. So they're out $200.
Is that right, Spike? Is that right?
Yep. Yep. Oh, jumping to the finish line is Billy again.
Too good to be true.
That is.
I didn't look that up. I just figured out that's what that meant.
That's the scam nowadays, though. I mean, not just with modeling; it's just a different version of it.
Yeah. So I guess that there is no question. It was just another story. Like I said, this show was caught me the last minute. I'm like, smart. I didn't know it was Monday, so I had to grab a couple things. What'd you say?
Amen.
I'm gonna say he should not have done it.
I'll agree with that.
Very, very good. But now, how about this? Because I always, he took photos of those girls, bought lunch for them, and so maybe his time is worth at least, you know, $200.
No,
this is a straight no, Tiffany.
No,
with people. I mean, if they want to spend that, then that's fine.
Right. So what's the problem here other than
because the girls think that $200 is coming out of $1,000. It's no.
He's a scam artist.
And right, so my naked pictures were in Ebony magazine.
Ebony, you know, yeah, all over the point, really. Yeah. So the crux or the moral of this story, yes, all our stories have a moral and a learning what's the learning point curve? Yeah. Anyway, you learn something because it's a public announcement. If somebody comes up to you and tells you that I am, you know, a photographer for a modeling agency, and these Instagram models, they would love to. They fall for that all the time.
Probably. I've heard you tell women that.
Well, he said he did this in college.
Yeah. Yes. Damn.
You say that all the time nowadays.
Yeah.
Hey, PW, mute his mic. Mute his mic, quick. Yeah, but yeah. Anyway, just
yeah. But we're not talking about Spike.
Yeah, really, really. That's not about me because I am a man of high moral standards and grounds.
I thought everything's about you. That's what you always tell everyone.
That is so cuss word true. You're absolutely right. So cuss word true. All right, well, listen, not every day can be award-winning, award-deserving, because as the great Sade, y'all know who Sade is?
Yes.
Sade.
Yeah.
The great Sade say, chickens, next day feathers. You know, today's topics were, you know, they're a little different. That's what we do. You can, as Tiffany says, or one of y'all said, we're never the same. We never can put us in a bubble or keep us in a corner or put us in a cage.
What?
Yes.
You know, you mentioned chickens and feathers. I just got two new pillows.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I'm looking forward to sleeping on them tonight. They're goose feather pillows, 10% down, 90% feathers.
Wow.
I bet I sleep really good tonight.
That sounds nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to put a disclaimer out there. If that company that I asked for us to join their network, listen tonight. Don't listen.
Yeah. Close your ears. You never heard this.
Yeah, a little bit late.
No, it's kind of like getting my $35 back. It's never too late. It's
exactly like that. Yes.
Yes. Exactly.
I mean, I've
like
got something to look forward to.
Yeah. All right. So, right quick, let's go ahead and define what this word means.
Okay.
Anodyne.
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 And since the only person who knows what it really means is the one and only.
No, Bill. Wait. I can guess, can I?
Okay. Yes, you can. What do you think anodyne means?
All right. It means I paid for Anna's dinner.
Anna's going to dine. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
And
you have a guess?
You know, if you know nothing good comes of it, I'm going to charge you for it later on. Yeah.
There is more than a dime.
Yeah.
I'm going to say entertaining, very entertaining.
Ooh, good. All right. Tiffany, you got a question? I mean,
no question or answer.
No guess?
I have
no.
a guess. It's the opposite of iodine.
Oh, yeah. Anodyne. Oh, yeah.
Really? And Smosh, you want to go ahead and tell them what anodyne is?
Give them the anodyne.
It's like it's inoffensive. It's not being offensive. It's trying intentionally doing so.
Huh.
Yeah. There he goes.
It's something intentionally about also, unoffensive.
Yeah, trying not to diminish excruciating pain. Something like that.
Yeah.
Something like that. Well, it is something used with painkillers. It's like it talks about if it doesn't, it is, but it's as an adjective, it's typically meaning it's inoffensive. Trying to be inoffensive. That's why I said the spike in the mic.
Vanilla.
Never anodyne.
Wait a minute. Never.
Hooters.
Spike.
Correct.
Spike is never anodyne when it comes to touching women like Andrew Cuomo.
Yeah, that's true.
But then since you said that, let's go around the room real quick. What stuck with you guys tonight? And I'll start up with you, Bill Smuts.
Something about Steve's floppy disk.
Yes, his floppy horizontal hole. Floppy really? Disk.
Oh, that's the one. Yeah.
Billy, Billy, what stuck with you tonight?
That was it, the missing floppy hole.
I missed that one.
Where are they? Where did they all go?
God,
yeah.
All right, then, Tiffany, what stuck with you tonight?
I'm still stuck on this AOL situation. How are these email addresses still working?
I know.
Yeah, are they even in business? Like, is that still?
No, there's no such place.
Yes, people do have AOL email addresses still, yes.
It's crazy. I just realized that Spike says.
I mean, I get up every morning and I go put horseshoes on horses. Is that so wrong, too? That was a joke being a blacksmith.
I know it is.
Yeah.
PW, what's stuck with you tonight?
Just my pictures in ebony.
Oh, and Voice of Reason, what stuck with you tonight?
Well, apparently nowadays, girls have lost all self-respect and are willing to play guys for dates.
This is why we're here, ladies. Do you understand that? See,
that is so foreign to me that a girl would actually pay for dinner when she goes out on a date with a
guy.
Well,
Steve, there's a reason it's foreign to you.
What do you mean? I mean, yeah. I'm not okay. It just
some guys get taken out by girls. Some guys don't.
Some guys don't.
Yeah.
You
seriously? Does that really happen nowadays?
Oh
yeah.
Oh yeah.
You might be a don't. All right, and so let me go ahead and wrap this up. AOL, it's still a viable working entity.
Viable.
It's still working. I use it every day. Matter of fact, I got I know Steve has 3 million emails in the AOL account. It still works. Check it out. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Spike on the Mic Show. Award deserving. We do what we do. We hope it made you laugh because I know it made me confusing. And next week, we can always do better. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Spike on the Mic Show, and we will see you guys real, real soon. Although I got another 30 minutes to fill a bust.
30 seconds.
I can mute everybody.
How much I could get for a day.
Oh, you? Yes.
Spike used the word filibust.
He did.
I'm impressed.
Yeah. Hey, listen, you can... I don't know what to say no more.
Yeah. You can cage a tiger. Seven.
You can't cage a ghost, a tiger. I am really...
Three, two, one.